This is Radio Nepal. I'm Trisana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Podel urges Japanese investment in sectors such as water resources, tourism and agriculture. Two people die and 28 others sustain injury in bus accident in Pokhara. And Bangladesh protests to resume after ultimatum ignored. Now the news in detail. Delegation led by Japanese MP and Chairman of the Judicial Affairs Committee of the House of Representatives, Takue Arata, had a courtesy meeting with President Ramchandra Podel. In a meeting held at President's residence, Sital Niwas, today, President Podel urged the Japanese team to invest in Nepal, stating that Nepal has a suitable environment for investment in sectors such as water resources, tourism and agriculture. Adding that the government has recently reformed the law to create a suitable environment for the investment. While expressing gratitude for Japan's unconditional and selfless cooperation in Nepal, President Podel said that Nepal's relationship with Japan is also culturally linked through Asia's Jyoti Gautam Buddha. President also expressed his gratitude for Japan's support, especially in the fields of infrastructure, agriculture and health, noting that the relationship between the two countries is close because they have one voice in international forums, even on political issues such as democracy, human rights and the rule of law. According to the personal secretariat of the president, he also expressed satisfaction that Nepali students are coming back to their home country after learning technology in Japan. Two people died in a school bus accident in Pokhara, Kaski today, while 28 people were injured in the accident. The bus carrying student of LP Devkota Memorial School located in Pokhara 17 Birota fell down 50 meters from the road when it went out of control on their inner road located in Pokhara 21 Gudgu. District Police Office spokesperson and Deputy Superintendent of Police Basant Kumar Sharma informed that 33-year-old Arati BK, an office assistant of the school, and her 6-year-old son Prince BK, who was studying at the same school, died in the accident. Both passed away during treatment at Gandaki Medical College. According to the police, among the injured in the accident, 13 are being treated at Gandaki Medical College, 12 are being treated at Western Regional Hospital under Pokhara Institute of Health Sciences, and 3 are being treated at Manipal Teaching Hospital. The meeting of the Transitional Justice Mechanism held this morning in the Ministry of Home Affairs at Singhadarbar has ended and will be held next Thursday. In today's discussion, the members of the Mechanism Minister for Home Affairs, Ramesh Lekhak, CPN UML Chief Viv Mahesh Bartola, and CPN Maoist Central Deputy General Secretary Janardhan Sarmappa had participated. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Ajay Kumar Chaurasia, Chairperson of the Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee of the Parliament Bimla Subedi, and Attorney General Ramesh Paral, as well as other stakeholders, were present in the meeting. UML's Chief Viv Bartola said that the Basic Act, the bill and the report of the subcommittee have been reviewed. It has been a matter of integrating it and including the questions that has been raised. He said that a draft of the discussion has been prepared and further meetings will focus on it. Earlier in the meeting of the mechanism held at the Ministry of Home Affairs last Friday, there was a discussion on the issue of consensus on the Transitional Justice Bill. The World Tiger Day is celebrated on July 29th every year to raise awareness about the endangered big cats. The number of Royal Bengal Tiger has reached around 125 at the Berdia National Park in Berdia District, making it the country's second biggest habitat for the big cats. Chitwan National Park has the highest number of Royal Bengal Tiger at 128 at present. According to conservation officer at the Berdia National Park, Purushottam Wagle, the park, which had 18 tigers of this species in 2010, got the number of wildcats increased three times by 2022. According to conservation official Wagley, the park has been emphasizing habitat management for tigers, awareness in the community, electric fencing and erecting concrete walls to prevent human-wildlife conflict, development of other infrastructures and implementation of various methods to increase the number of tigers and other wildlife. The meeting of the Parliamentary Hearing Committee has been postponed till 5 p.m. today. According to the Parliament Secretariat, the meeting, which was called at 11:30 a.m. at Singhadarbar to decide on the proposed Election Commission Commissioner Krishnaman Pradhan, has been postponed to 5 p.m. today due to technical reasons. Pradhan was recommended to be appointed as the Election Commissioner by the meeting of the Constitutional Council held on June 2nd. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Bangladeshi students called a new street protest for Monday after Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's government ignored an ultimatum to release their leaders and apologize for those killed in deadly unrest. According to an AFP count of police and hospital data, student rallies against civil service job quotas this month sparked days of violence that killed at least 205 people, including several police officers. The clashes were some of the worst of Hasina's 15-year tenure, but her government has since largely restored order by deploying troops, imposing a curfew and shutting down the internet nationwide. Students Against Discrimination leaders had vowed to end a week-long suspension on new demonstrations if police failed to release their leaders by Sunday evening. Troops are still patrolling urban areas and a nationwide curfew remains in force, but it has been progressively eased since the start of last week. North Korea deployed military helicopters to bring thousands of people stranded in a flood-hit zone to safety. The official Korean Central News Agency, KCNA, reported leader Kim Jong-un last week personally guided a military rescue, including 10 helicopters and Navy lifeboats, taking the hands of the pilots one by one. The Kim reprimanded officials for their failure to prepare and respond to the recent torrential rains despite previous orders to enhance the country's measures against natural disasters. North Korea has been enduring record-breaking downpours, and one day in July, Kaesong City experienced an unprecedented 463 mm of rain. Italy's Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni has vowed to relaunch relations with China as they begin her first visit to Beijing since taking office. According to BBC, Prime Minister Meloni met Chinese Premier Li Qiang at the beginning of her five-day trip and signed a three-year plan to strengthen economic cooperation between the two nations. Ms. Meloni described her trip as a demonstration of the will to begin a new phase to relaunch the bilateral cooperation. She also said the two countries have signed an agreement that aims to boost cooperation on electric vehicles and renewable energy. In a statement released by his office, Premier Li said the two countries aim to increase mutually beneficial cooperation between small and medium-sized enterprises in the fields of shipbuilding, aerospace, new energy, artificial intelligence. Italy was the only major Western nation to sign up the BRI, one of China's most ambitious trade and infrastructure projects. According to BBC, a veteran sports commentator has been sacked from his Olympic role after making a sexist remark about Australian female swimmers following their gold medal win as the 4x100m freestyle relay team were making their way off the pool deck in Paris. Bob Ballard said that they were finishing up, adding, "You know what women are like, hanging around doing their makeup." The clip quickly went viral and broadcaster Eurosport later said he had been removed from the commentary lineup. Ballard has yet to comment publicly on his remarks. Molly O'Callaghan, Emma McKeon, Meg Harris and Shiana Jack had just beat the US and China to make it the fourth Olympics in a row where Australia has claimed the gold medal in the event. They were waving to crowds and celebrating the achievement when Mr. Ballard made his comments. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Madhya Pradesh province and at some places of rest of the provinces. At present, there is an influence of monsoon air throughout the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Podel urges Japanese investment in sectors such as water resources, tourism and agriculture. Two people die and 28 others sustain injury in bus accident in Pokhara. And Bangladesh protests to resume after ultimatum ignored. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.